Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, skies over Jerusalem are mostly clear. Tel Aviv is experiencing a gentle breeze, while Haifa enjoys a mild evening. It's a tranquil night across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli civilian working for the IDF killed in operation in southern Lebanon. This report comes from Walla earlier today. Also, Israel Hayom reports that Israel must end the ceasefire farce with Lebanon. This story was published 6 hours ago. Also this hour, Forward covers NBA coach Steve Kerr's interview, where he claims Israel sought revenge for October 7th, resulting in 72,000 Palestinian deaths. Separately, JNS reports the Trump administration has sanctioned Iran's shadow banking sector today. And finally, Axios details Trump's announcement of a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ostrov A., a historian, posted minutes ago about Oskar Schindler's legacy. Schindler saved over 1,200 Jews during the Holocaust and is honored as righteous among the nations. Nadav Ayal, a journalist, described a recent public rift in Israel's security establishment over approaches to Iran. This post is from earlier today. David M. Friedman, former U.S. ambassador, shared a new IDF video showing terror tunnels discovered in southern Lebanon. This was posted in the past hour. Let's go deeper, starting with the tragic operation in southern Lebanon. According to Walla, an Israeli civilian working for the IDF was killed. This operation highlights ongoing tensions in the region. It raises questions about security for those involved in such missions. Turning to the ceasefire debate, Israel Hayom suggests that Israel is exposed to attacks from Lebanon. The article argues for a stronger stance in negotiations with the U.S. This could impact future diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, Steve Kerr's remarks in The New Yorker add to the international discourse. His comments on Israel's actions post-October 7 have sparked controversy. This may influence perceptions of Israel in the sports world. The Trump administration's sanctions on Iran, reported by JNS, aim to curb funding for terrorism. The shadow banking sector is a crucial part of Iran's financial network. This move could alter Iran's regional influence. And finally, the proposed ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Axios reports it's a delicate issue for Netanyahu. This ceasefire could pave the way for broader peace talks with Iran. Turning to business and markets. First, Meta plans to lay off 10,000 employees in Israel, according to Globes. The company promises compensation similar to U.S. standards. Separately, CTEC reports Iran is nearing day zero as water crises escalate. This situation threatens regional stability and economic resilience. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals Ashkelon as a new tax haven. This offers significant tax benefits for residents working in Tel Aviv. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.